Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to turn out to be asphyxiation. The last thing we heard the man saying was he couldn't breathe. And you've got three security guards that each one of them looked like 100 kilo plus, you know, bearing down on him, holding him down from what I can see below the seats. And the other passenger was saying they had a blanket over him, too. From the struggle I seen when I first came into the back of the plane, you know, the man's obviously, if you can imagine, having a real heavy workout or doing a mile run. You know, your body needs to breathe to get rid of the toxins, and it needs to breathe get oxygen in more than normal.
Yeah.
And if you got three men sitting on top of you, you're just not going to get your body what it needs.
What was the first thing you saw when you got onto the plane?
First thing I saw was the stewardesses running forward, and one of them, she was almost in spasms. She was shaking that bad, and I looked to the back, and my first thought was there were two or three men fighting. You know, I didn't know that there was a deportee or security guards. I just thought there was three men fighting. And someone else said that they were air marshals. You know, and everybody was making assumptions at that time. But I saw the three men trying to pull him down below the seats. And all I could see was his head sticking up above the seats. And, you know, he was hollering out, you know, help me. And he just kept saying, help me, help me. And then he disappeared below the seats. And you could see the three security guards sitting on top of him from there. And then it went kind of quiet. And they started letting people go toward the back again. And the last thing I heard from the guy was, I can't breathe. And everything went quiet. We all sat down. We had to wait a few minutes to get in the queue to taxi out to the tarmac. We taxied out to the tarmac, and the captain came back on the PA and said, we have to go back to the terminal. We have a medical emergency.
How long do you think you saw the security guards on top of him for?
About 5 minutes. And then I sat down and had to buckle up, and I couldn't turn around and watch then, so I thought everything was under control because it went quiet then. I was in row 26, and he was right at the back. Distance-wise, I would say somewhere between 15 and 20 feet.
Did you hear him make any other complaints other than the breathing?
No, that's the only two things I heard him say. One of the things that I'm finding it hard to understand is if the man was putting up so much of a fuss and fight that it took three burly security guards to hold him down, why didn't they take him off the plane and figure something else out instead of forcing it that much further, you know, to where it cost him his life? And also, you know, I ask the BA, why did you not inform the passengers? Okay, that you had a deportee that required three security guards to go with them to give us the choice as to whether we wanted to be involved in that type of flight. For the rest of my life, okay, I'm always going to have that in the back of my mind. Could I have done something? That's going to bother me every time I lay down and go to sleep now. Wow, I didn't get involved because I was scared I might get kicked off the flight and lose my job. If it takes three men to hold a man down, to put him on a flight where the public is on, that's excessive. Okay, if the man died, okay, that right there is excessive. Anytime that somebody dies because you're handling them, that's excessive.